Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 23rd. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Hope everyone's having a great long weekend. It's a long weekend here in Canada. It's Victoria Day tomorrow on Monday. I'm recording this on Sunday. And we are looking for our next featured patron. Has nothing to do with a long weekend, but if you want to get a shout out all month long, head over to patreon.com/thegamersin. Sign up and get yourself shouted out. Coming up this week on The Gamers In, personally, I've been playing a lot more Mass Effect Legendary Edition. Slowly working my way through Mass Effect 1. I did have a little bit of a deviation, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But I meant to just mainline Mass Effect 1, because I had played it before. But honestly, it's for good reason. It's the farthest removed of the franchise that I played since it came out first, and it's also seen the most work, so I'm kind of tempted to like actually play a lot more of it, even though the combat is not great. The gameplay, I struggle with it. However, I am looking forward to getting to 2 just to kind of compare the two games and looking back, and in my mind I'm like, was 2 really that much of an improvement? It really felt like it at the time. But I want to see how big a change it was, because there was not a lot of time between Mass Effect 1 and 2. I think it might have been only 3 years. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. I think I've got 2 major missions left. I just have to do Vermeier, and then I think there's one more mission. It's like Ilos, I think. I was just looking at the achievements. So I'm pretty close. Maybe I've got like one more mission after that, and that's like the quote-unquote final mission. But I did mention a deviation, and where I kind of went is I got a bit of a wild hair to just go try Mass Effect Andromeda. And it's on Game Pass. I own it on PC, but I really just wanted to play it on the Xbox just to see just how it would run. I mean, I much prefer playing on the console these days. Talked about it in the past. But yeah, it's part of Game Pass Ultimate, part of EA Play. And it does not have the FPS boost, which is a feature that Microsoft is slowly rolling out to older games. I guess it requires a little bit of work, but what it allows it to do is, do what it says, an FPS boost. So Mass Effect Andromeda was an unlocked frame rate on PC, of course, but on console was locked at 30 frames or around there. And I have been playing it. I don't honestly notice the 30 frames per second too much. I only played it one night just to kind of jump back in. And here's the thing. I understand at the time why Mass Effect Andromeda was a problem at launch. I saw those issues. You saw those issues. We all saw those issues. But going back to it today, I think I played just before you get to the first big planet. And maybe that's one of the core issues with that game, is I guess that first planet was pretty big and gave you lots of stuff to do, but not real, like, Mass Effect, you know, depth. It was more just like, here's an open planet, go nuts. Which was the same issue Dragon Age Inquisition had at the very beginning. So, the combat in that game is fantastic. It's one of the best Mass Effect games in terms of combat. I get it. The story, I thought the story setup was really cool. You know, how do you make a sequel to a trilogy that is about the end of the galaxy? Well, you go to a different galaxy. And it allowed the franchise to continue without sort of harming the original trilogy, which is why when you look at the new Mass Effect coming out, they're able to do a Mass Effect quote-unquote 4 without worrying about what happened in Andromeda, although there are hints that they will address Andromeda. There are 2 galaxies sort of featured in that teaser, and one, of course, is the Milky Way, and they're saying the other is Andromeda, but remains to be seen and or confirmed, although strong hints show that they will at least address Andromeda. And there's, like, you know, Asari live for up to 1,000 years. Mass Effect Andromeda takes place 600 years after Mass Effect 2. So Liara being in the teaser, her being 100 in the Mass Effect trilogy, her being 800 or whatever, 700 in Mass Effect 4 is not a stretch. So, anyways, there's that. But yeah, it'll be probably another Mass Effect heavy episode for me. There's not really a lot that I've dove into. It's been a busy weekend, you know, getting some outside time. The weather's been fantastic, so just enjoying that. But Mass Effect is still going strong. I hope to be into Mass Effect 2, probably not this week, but maybe next week. So hopefully we'll have some impressions on Mass Effect 2 then. Over to Summoner's Call. We have returned from a week off. We have new special heroes in Fire Emblem Heroes with the return of the Bridal event. Characters from Binding Blade and a random White Wing sister fill out the new banner. We also continue our game club of Three Houses, beginning of part 2 of the Claude Route, Verdant Winds. That's this week. And then next week we'll chat about the new mythic hero that's joining the game, and of course, more Three Houses in Game Club. Looking at upcoming games, we have Biomutant coming out on May 25th, and that is the last big release for May. Looking into June, you've got The Elder Scrolls Online Gates of Oblivion, launching on PC first on June 1st, and then launching on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and S on June 8th. Actually, those are the new upgraded ESO versions, so look forward to those. But you also have the expansion launching on June 8th for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Chivalry 2 launches on June 8th as well. Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrate, that's the PlayStation 5 version, alongside Episode Yuffie coming on June 10th, Ninja Gaiden Master Collection coming on June 10th as well, Game Builder Garage is coming to the Switch on June 11th, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart coming to PlayStation 5 on June 11th, Dark Alliance coming to pretty much everything on June 22nd, including Game Pass, Mario Golf Super Rush coming to the Switch on June 25th, Scarlet Nexus, which just got a demo launching on Xbox Series X, coming out on June 25th, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 coming to the Switch on June 25th, and Destroy All Humans coming to the Switch on June 29th. Alright, that's going to do it for the mini this week. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.